As an agency of the Irish Catholic Church, Trokar continues to respond to poverty and injustice in the developing world, and we do this in your name. This Christmas, Trokar is working with communities facing huge challenges. Many of our brothers and sisters are denied their most basic rights. Over 270 million people around the world are facing into a Christmas of hunger due to the joint effects of drought and COVID-19 restrictions. That is double the number of people needing immediate assistance this time last year. The impact of COVID-19 has been devastating for the world's poorest people. People haven't been able to plant crops, sell goods at local markets, or access school feeding programs. Millions of people who may have been earning less than a euro a day before the pandemic are now earning nothing at all. The stark reality is that 5 regions of South Sudan are at risk of falling into famine. 1 in every 3 people in Zimbabwe is facing a food crisis. Over 2 million people in Somalia need urgent food aid. And after 10 years of war, a record 9.3 million Syrians require food support. But people are incredibly resilient. In countries like Somalia, they've overcome decades of conflict and worsening drought. They are experts surviving crisis, not of their making. But with that next harvest not due until April, people need urgent support now. The next 5 months are going to be like nothing we've seen before, as millions teeter on the brink of starvation. I spoke to my colleague, Paul Healy, Country Director of Somalia. He told me that with health centres under strain, he worries that all the resources needed will not be sufficient in the face of overwhelming humanitarian need. In the Gedo region, where Trokar has worked for over 30 years, he said that children are being readmitted to Trokar medical centres with severe acute malnutrition. These complications come when there is drought, when there is a lack of clean water, and COVID-19 compounds such crises. As markets are closed, parents can't find work, and the usual remittance is not being sent home. But Paul believes in the Irish people and their Christian generosity. He said that we have famine in our DNA, and we know what it means, and that gives him great energy and hope to keep going. Our supporters and volunteers respond to crisis after crisis after crisis. When it comes to helping those who are struggling, nobody better to stand up and respond. Our faith calls us to stand in solidarity with these people.